Welcome back to King's Kids Radio.
Have you ever had God do something big in your life?
Yes, I have.
You have? What did He do for you?
Well, wait a minute. Did we introduce ourselves?
Oops, I was so excited about your story that I forgot. Well, hello kids. I am Danielle.
And I'm Shantae.
We are so excited to be here today to share another Bible story. But before we begin, I want to hear about what God has done for you.
Oh, yes. God gave me the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God also gave me the Holy Ghost. But I think that sounds scary to some people. Maybe we should explain it.
No, it's not scary at all. It's the most wonderful thing in the world.
Yes, it really is. And it's something that everyone can experience.
In the book of Acts, chapter 2, Peter was preaching about how people had killed Jesus. Up to that point, many of the Jews believed that Jesus was just a man making himself God.
Yes, and while Peter was preaching, they realized that Jesus was God and that they had killed an innocent man.
This bothered them so much that they asked Peter what they needed to do to make things right.
He told them in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that they needed to repent of their sins, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of their sins, and then receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, that's right. Repentance and water baptism are the things that we do in obedience to the Word of God. Then God fills us with the Holy Ghost.
We will know that His Spirit is living inside of us when we begin to speak in other tongues, a language that we don't know.
God can give us the Holy Ghost at any time, but it usually happens when we are praying.
Wow, that sounds like a good experience.
Yes, it really is. That's just one big thing God has done in my life. I could talk about what God has done all day long.
Yes, I could too. Before we tell another story, let's sing a few songs and worship God.
Our first song is I've Got Peace Like a River. Everybody join in and sing.
I've got peace.
Such a fun song. I think we need to sing another song. What should we sing next?
Let's see. Oh, I think we should sing God is So Good. Help me out, everybody.
God is so good.
please sing one more song?
Yes, of course. One more before we get into the story for today.
Ooh, I know. Why don't we sing This Is My Commandment? Here we go.
Noise? I feel scared.
Don't be afraid. You know what's next. It's Super Bible Buddy. You can hear him from miles away.
Super Bible Buddy.
Have no fear. Super Bible Buddy is here. Helping you to hide God's word in your heart and helping you learn to hold it dear.
Wow, you are loud today. No wonder I was scared.
Oh, yes, I had a wonderful meal today, and it has me so energetic. Today's memory verse is found in 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's say that again. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Children, listen carefully to the story today, and remember that your faith should always be in God. He is powerful and able to deliver from any situation or any circumstance. Well, kids, I've enjoyed being with you and helping you learn the Word of God, but I'm needed elsewhere right now. Until next time, remember that the greatest superpower that we have is the power we have over sin. And the only way that we can get that power is to repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Until next week, kids, woo, woo, woo!
We should never place our faith in science or the reasoning of man, but we should place our faith in God. Remember how we were talking about God doing big things?
Yes, He gave us both the Holy Ghost. Has He done anything else big?
Of course. We're about to share another story. It's the story of Rahab, a woman who sheltered spies that came into her land.
Ooh, I think it's about to get spooky around here. Did you say spies?
You are so scared of everything today. Don't be afraid. This is a great story about the power of God. Keep listening. I think you're really going to like it.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. This is a good story. Children, are you ready?
Rahab was an evil woman who committed many sins. Yet, because of her faith, God did something mighty in her life through men who came to spy out her land.
Oh God, I know I'm a sinner. Everyone in the city knows to stay away from Rahab. No one wants to be my friend because of my reputation. My life is worthless. As a child, I was abused. You know what I went through. I hear about all of the kids who had fun when they were little, but I didn't. My life was terrible. I was scared because I never knew what would happen next. I thought things would get better when I was older, but they didn't. I continue to live a horrible life, committing sins so great I am ashamed to think about them. I know this city that I live in doesn't believe in you. Everyone in Jericho despises you. They only want evil. I am sick of darkness. I need a change. I've heard the rumors about how you dried up the Red Sea for the children of Israel when they left Egypt. I've heard about you destroying the king of the Amorites. If you are really the one true God, I pray that you would help me. I have faith.
All right, we're ready to go.
Let's see here. We have our tent, our binoculars, our camouflage clothes. Hey, did you grab our food? This is a long journey of spying out the land of Jericho, and we can't get food there. They will kill us.
Yeah, man. I'm a little nervous about this trip. Are you sure we can do it?
Yes, God will be with us. Don't be afraid.
I don't know. I think I'm getting cold feet.
Don't worry. I got you. I brought a pack of hot hands foot warmers. Your feet will not be cold.
Wow, you're really prepared. But I didn't mean that I literally had cold feet.
Oh, well, I heard Jericho gets cold at night, so I have them if we end up needing them.
Great. Sounds like we're all set.
Here we go.
Once Joshua sent the spies from Shittim to secretly spy out the land of Jericho, they came to Rahab's house.
Hello?
Yeah. We're passing through the land of Jericho and looking for a place to lodge. Would you happen to have a room for us? Of course, we'll pay for our stay. We only need to stay for one night.
Sure, I have room for you two. Come on in, set your stuff down.
Oh, thank you so much. We didn't need our tents after all, man.
Or our feet warmers for that matter.
What are feet warmers?
Oh, don't mind us.
So tell me, are you all hunting in the land of Jericho? What brings you here? I notice all of the camouflage.
You know what? We've traveled a long way and need to get cleaned up and rested for our trip home tomorrow. If you'll excuse us.
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm so sorry. I should have offered you guys something to eat and drink before I started asking questions. Is there anything—
Thanks, but we need to get clean and rested.
Absolutely. I'll see y'all later. Hello?
Yes, I was sent by the king to gather the men that came into your house tonight. They have come to search our country. They are of the children of Israel, the nation who claims that their God works miracles.
Yes. Hang on 1 minute. Hey, men, there are people at my door who want you. They said you are of the children of Israel and have come to spy out the land. Come quickly with me to this hiding place. Don't leave until I tell you that you are safe. Yes, the men did come to my house, but I don't know where they are now. They left when it was dark, and I don't know where they were going. If you want to find them, you'd better leave and chase after them quickly. If you leave now, you should be able to catch up to them.
Thank you, Rahab. We will inform the king and head in their direction right now.
Wow, that was a close call. Men, you can come out of hiding. I didn't know that you were children of Israel, but I need to tell you something. I have heard the rumors about your God, and I believe that he will deliver Jericho into your hands. Tell me, did God really dry up the Red Sea and destroy the two kings of the Amorites?
Yes, it was God who did those things. Who can work such mighty miracles but God?
I heard those rumors, and now I fully believe them. The Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, promise me kindness for the kindness I have shown you two. Please save alive my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all that they have. Don't let death come upon us when this city is destroyed.
We will do that for you, Rahab, if you will not tell anyone about this night. When the Lord delivers the land of Jericho into our hands, we will be kind and true to you.
Oh, I am so thankful. Now, after you all get cleaned and rested, hurry back home. I have a cord hanging down the wall from my house that you can climb down to leave. Please, go to the mountain and hide for 3 days before you travel home. If you go home now, the men who came to retrieve you will find you and take you.
Thank you, Rahab. We will make an agreement to save everyone in your house when the city is destroyed. When we come back to Jericho, place this scarlet thread in your window. Only those inside of your house will be saved. If you tell anyone about our agreement, we will no longer be bound to it, and your household will not be saved.
According to your words, so be it.
So the spies left Rahab's house, and Rahab went immediately to her family.
Mom, Dad, everyone, listen. I just had spies from the children of Israel at my house. Jericho will be destroyed by God soon, and only those who are in my house will be saved from the destruction. I'm not joking. It's true. Please, listen to me and come stay at my house. We must be ready when destruction hits.
Several days passed. The spies made it home, and the children of Israel made their journey to Jericho. Per God's instructions, they marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days. During that time, faith began to build in the family of Rahab.
Let us in. The children of Israel are marching around the walls of our city. We believe you, Rahab.
Yes, destruction from God is about to befall our city. We want to be in your house to be spared.
Come in. You are safe in here. I have faith that God will save us.
After the children of Israel finished marching around the walls of Jericho and shouted for victory, the walls fell. But Joshua and the two spies saved the household of Rahab.
Wow, God, it was only a few days ago that I prayed and asked you to help me, to change my life. I asked you to work a miracle in my life if you were real. God, you are real, and you answered my prayer. Thank you.
That day, God worked a mighty miracle in Rahab's life because of her faith. She was not a perfect woman. She had made many mistakes in her life, but she cried out to God. She prayed, and God heard and answered her prayer.
Remember our memory verse that Super Bible Buddy taught us? We must put our faith in the power of God and not in the wisdom of man. Just think about what God can help you with. What is it that you need in your life? God is real, and He hears you when you pray. God wants to help you today. Let's pray.
God, we have faith in you. We know that you are real, and we know that you hear us when we pray. You know what each of us have need of today. We ask that you would help us, just as you helped Rahab in the story. You see those who need the Holy Ghost. You see those who need help to make the right decisions in life. You see every need. Please meet these needs today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now it's time to announce the winner of this week's drawing.
The winner of this week's drawing is...
Angel Bullard!
Yay! Congratulations! Woo-hoo!
Thanks to everyone who joined us for another episode of King's Kids Radio. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you will tune in again next week.
See you later, superheroes!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids Radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.